It's Alexis, and you heard right, I'm pregnant, and I found designer gym leggings for my journey in the midsection. And if you're not pregnant, Tona, founded by one of Lululemon's original designers, is a premium line of leggings. Designed for women who train hard, they are moisture-wicking and fit perfectly. Customers say it's like a push-up bra for your butt. Tona, the last black leggings you will ever need. Go to tjriggins.com/deals and get a huge discount of 15% off with code TJ.
This is the TJ and Riggins podcast and radio show.
What's your name? Lindsay. Lindsay.
Riggins.
I don't picture you and your cool husband, Kyle, fighting that much, arguing.
He's not.
I don't think he would be all for that.
Mm-hmm. I am.
Yeah, I know. I know you are. But I think there are times when y'all just don't understand each other or why you do what you do. And most couples are like that. And this is an argument that I figure are not an argument, but a question that I figure you've asked him a million times and gotten the same response that this lady got when she asked her husband, why he didn't get that, huge Lego set that he wanted.
Aaron, why aren't we getting the Harry Potter Diagon Alley Lego set?
It's because it's $200 for a faceless dragon. The dragon is the centerpiece of Diagon Alley, and you make it a tiny, puny, faceless dragon. Who wants a faceless dragon for a $200 Lego set? Not me.
A faceless dragon.
The way he says faceless dragon.
Dragon.
Do you know that accent? Can you pick out? I had to go find out because it was familiar.
Is it Indiana?
No, but you're close. Iowa.
Iowa.
Okay. Iowa.
Yeah.
Dragon.
Dragon. Faceless dragon.
It's from what? You froze.
From Iowa.
Iowa.
It's an Iowa accent.
Ah.
$200 for a faceless dragon.
Dragon.
I mean, he's so disappointed. Like, he wanted that Harry Potter Lego set so badly.
Bless him.
Well, so do all 5-year-olds. I mean.
But he was willing to pay $200 for it.
Yes.
If he could get it. Yeah, if he could get it with a dragon had a face on it.
I can't.
Yeah, he was heartbroken.
Bless him.
Oh, it's upsetting.
Mm-hmm.
I agree.
What are we gonna do?
So, Rob, you're not into Legos though, are you?
Well, I might be if they weren't $200 for a set. It's crazy.
Don't you pay a lot for those card games and stuff that you end up making your hobby by the time you get all your money in it?
Nowhere near that much.
Yeah.
Not that much.
I do think those Lego sets are insane.
Well, crazy.
You know, especially, you know, if you can't get the dragon that you want.
Without a face. A faceless dragon. Mirren. I think it was Mirren. Why are you buying the $200 Harry Potter Lego set?
You getting a dragon.
I'm not going to pay $200 for a faceless dragon.
and he looked to be in his 30s, at least 35, mid 30s up.
He's got a beard.
Yeah.
He's got a beard.
Yeah. Should that be a rule? If you have a beard, you shouldn't be spending a lot of money on Lego sets.
I think so. We can institute that rule right now.
Yeah.
I back it.
Dragon.
A faceless dragon. Yeah. And that's the whole reason you want it, because the face on the dragon.
What about the dragon?
Wow.
Oh, how embarrassing would that be?
Yeah,
I mean, then, a faceless dragon.
It's Iowa. What else are you going to do besides build a Harry Potter Lego set? Mm-hmm.
Like, you like corn?
Yeah, you can go pick some corn.
This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
Hey, check out the new TJ Riggins Overtime available on our podcast platforms, YouTube, or the Media Center at tjriggins.com. It's sponsored by Cozy Earth. Go to tjriggins.com, click the deals button, and get 41% off when you use the code TJ at checkout.
When you subscribe to the show, you get all of our shows right when you open up your podcast apps, YouTube app, or social media. Learn more at tjriggins.com/subscribe.
Point and stare at TJ and Riggins anytime you want on YouTube. This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
So Lindsay is allegedly a mom. Mm-hmm. So Lindsay, let's say it is your daughter's birthday party and mm-hmm. you sent out invitations and you required an RSVP. Mm-hmm. And you wanted the RSVP because you were putting together individual lunch boxes for each party invitee. Mm-hmm. Okay. And you noted on there that you need to have RSVP'd a week before the party.
Uh-huh.
Okay. So the party is approaching when you're putting together the lunch boxes for the kids. And you see that two kids did not RSVP. They didn't say whether they were coming or not.
Mm-hmm.
And then party day gets there. What would you do? How would you prepare the lunch boxes according to the fact that they didn't either say one way or the other whether they were coming?
Well, this just happened to me. Are you in my head? This just happened to me for Brooks's birthday. I was putting together a little minion goodie treats with food and stuff like that. And three people showed up that didn't RSVP.
Mm-hmm.
But luckily, I made extras. But okay. If I didn't have the extras, you're saying, how would I handle it?
No, I just was wondering how you would have handled the situation as it were, preparing for the party. Well,
I just made extras.
Okay, this mom has gone virile because two kids showed up and they just didn't get lunch boxes.
What?
Yeah.
It's tricky. That's tricky.
Mm-hmm.
She got angry. She's angry.
Yeah. And she was like, I told them, you know, even if you hadn't heard from them and you're doing something as specific as lunch boxes and you claim to be doing it for allergies and whatnot, mm-hmm. Call the people, right? When you mm-hmm. make an extra effort to call and say, are they coming or not? Because I'm putting together these lunchbox.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Right.
And you wouldn't just not have, because it's not the kid's fault.
Exactly.
Right.
And you're punishing a kid.
Right.
These are children. Remember, you got to remember, like, when all these
people
incidents happen,
though.
It's like, remember, these are kids you're talking about?
And people that were commenting on it, some of the women were saying, well, I'm sorry her kids had to be embarrassed or sad or whatever, but that'll teach the parents not to do that anymore.
See, that's wrong. That's wrong.
Mm-hmm.
Could you just sit the kid down and be like, if your parents would have followed the rules, you could have got a good thing.
Yeah, that's what we could have done, Rob.
That's it.
If your parents weren't so terrible.
Yeah, you stupid parents.
I told them to tell me.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's terrible.
Yeah, I think so, too. I think, you know, easily, you either go ahead and put the extra two together if you know that there are two still hanging out there, or you make more effort to get a definite answer from the moms.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm.
Oh, it's stomach turning. It really, I just find it just reprehensible.
And there were family members that, you know, kids at the party. So you figure siblings maybe, then take from the older siblings, take their lunches and give to the other parties and then go buy them a pizza or something.
Yeah, of course.
Right.
Of
course.
Of course.
Or take it from one of your siblings. Like if I didn't have enough, I'd take one from Delilah to give to one of Brooks's.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah.
Yeah.
And then take the kids away from that mom. Yeah.
This is the TJ and Reagan Show. The most important stories in the world. This is Now Trending on the TJ and Reagan Show.
Congratulations are in order for Lalit Patidar. He's an 18-year-old from India, and he just got himself a Guinness World Record, TJ. Can you believe that?
Oh, I believe it. All them Guinness records is in India.
That's right. There are a lot of them there.
Longest fingernails.
Longest fingernails are in Lalit's case. World's hairiest face.
Oh, yeah.
He has 201 hairs per square centimeter covering his face. 18 years old. He actually has a condition called hypertrichosis,
mm-hmm.
Also known as
sad.
Werewolf syndrome. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Here's what Lalit looks like.
Yeah. It's a lot of hair. Mm-hmm. So while he did get himself a Guinness World Record, that's got to be a tough life at 18 years old to be covered in hair.
Yeah, but I mean, it doesn't have to be that way. He could shave it.
Can you, though? I don't know how that works.
I mean, he could get a Manscaped sponsorship, do all kinds of stuff with that.
Maybe that's the goal.
Yeah.
Maybe that's the goal.
But he was obviously going for the record. He had his all styled and straight and, you know, like you would a beard. He's just got all the hair coming down over his eyes and everything.
Yeah.
He styled it.
Yeah. One of your greatest wishes is to get your hair back, TJ. Mm-hmm. Would you make the deal with the devil to get the full head of hair, but you're also covered in hair everywhere else?
First
except
of all,
your face?
I don't make a deal with the devil. I make a deal with the Jesus.
I don't know that Jesus is giving out this
no,
deal.
No, if I got to have hair on my like coming out underneath my eyes and my forehead and everything, no.
Even if you could
not
shave
worth it.
No. Well, if I could shave it, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I would do that. If I could have a full head of hair again, and all I got to do is shave my entire face and forehead every day and nose.
Yeah.
Sure.
You do it.
Yeah.
Every day?
Every day.
It's like a lot of work.
Because he does have nice hair on the top of his head. I mean, it's well styled. Yeah. It's a beautiful color. So.
Right. I would. Yeah.
Okay. That's interesting.
I'd go get stuff waxed on my face.
Absolutely. But that's got to be tough in relationships and things. You're 18 years old. You want to date. But maybe there's some women out there that can look past all the hair and they're like, you know what? I find you super attractive.
Yeah. And they part it and look through there like a veil.
Sure.
Kiss them. You got to.
Yeah.
Yeah, they might.
Neo is in the news because he has kind of announced that he's in an open relationship, what they're calling a polyamorous relationship with four women. Remember Neo? So sick of love songs, you know, R&B singer. And now he's got four women in his life all at the same time.
Yeah.
Good for him.
It's crazy.
Yeah, I don't know what to make of that.
He's crazy.
they're all really pretty, so we'll see how that turns out.
He's either crazy or he rules them around and they're submissive to everything he says. Yeah
Because
you can't have four women all just free to say and criticize and do whatever they want to do
and
still remain sane.
Yeah.
You know, because they're always, one of them's always, or two of them are always going to be finding something wrong with what you're doing and all that. So that's why you see so many of these relationships where the women are not being treated right, because they're being treated like, you know, property instead of relationships.
Yeah.
I'm not saying that's the case here. We don't have any evidence of that, but no. I'm just guessing.
Yeah.
That's probably what it is.
They're posting about him on their stories. Mm-hmm. Like you're always like waiting for the next bomb to drop on social media. But, something important coming up next.
More TJ and Riggins coming up. This is the TJ and Riggins podcast and radio show.
Don't forget, Lindsay's going to be at R. Gregory Jewelers in downtown Statesville on Saturday from 10 a.m. Eastern until noon, taking donations for our charity, Peyton's Promise. So make sure you go stop by R. Gregory Jewelers downtown Statesville at 10 a.m. Eastern until noon and go say hi to Lindsay. Are you excited, Lindsay?
I'm so excited. And if somebody wants to just, you know, pitch in to buy me some jewelry, I'm there for that too.
Oh, they can do that?
That's so sweet of you.
How kind of you.
They have the best jewelry. So.
They do. So 10 a.m. to noon, R. Gregory Jewelers, downtown Statesville. TJ has always said, what is your theory about when you see somebody walking down the highway?
Nothing good ever preceded someone walking down the interstate, the side of the interstate.
It's really quite profound. I mean, nothing good happened to lead you to walk down the interstate. It's so true. Yeah. And that is just proven again. I don't know if you've seen the story. A 35-year-old man in New Hampshire was arrested on Sunday. He allegedly stole a car, then caused an accident on the highway. He sustained a couple of injuries, but he otherwise was okay. After the crash, the man took off all of his clothes, abandoned them on the shoulder of the highway, walked across the highway, and left the scene of the accident. Multiple drivers called the cops after avoiding hitting him. Hmm. The police found this man wandering down the highway, and they were pretty sure it was him because he was still completely naked. So naked, walking down the highway after causing a wreck and people swerving out of the way to miss him. It's yeah. really not a good day.
Does your information say what his name is?
It does. There is another level to the story. The naked man found wandering down the highway was identified as Sean Wiener. Sean Wiener. So
is this a joke?
It's not a joke, but it is New Hampshire. So isn't everything a joke in New Hampshire? I mean, really, I don't know what they're doing for the world, but yeah, Sean Wiener just walking down the highway butt naked.
What is it about somebody getting in an accident or having a wreck and stripping off their clothes?
Exactly.
I mean, that guy that was high on bath salts that I had to subdue until the police got there for like 30 minutes.
Right.
First thing that happened was he took all of his clothes off. He was just in his underwears.
That's correct.
And I'm having to just subdue him and his sweat all over me and everything.
So he was just so hot. He just.
Well, I guess so. It was back when those bath salts was a thing.
Yeah.
You know?
We're not talking about Mr. Bubble here. This was the real deal bath salts. Mm-hmm. And then just a few months ago, there was that guy that crashed his car in the parking lot of a mall, stripped off all his clothes, ran into a Bass Pro Shop, and did a cannonball into the fish tank.
Right. Now, you could see where that would be appealing.
That just sounds fun.
Yeah, that sounds very fun.
Swimming and with the catfish.
I remember talking about, exactly. I remember talking about that story for the first time, and Ace said, doesn't everybody just want to get up there and do a cannonball in the fish tank at Bass Pro Shop? And DJ went, no, I mean, I don't.
No, thank you.
Ace was like, everybody wants to do that.
Yeah, I've never looked at it and thought, I'd like to swim in that.
It's because it's disgusting.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know, it's just green.
And how did he make it all the way that far into the store? Because that's not right at the door when you walk in.
No.
Without somebody tackling him.
Yeah. Yeah, he made it all the way into the fish tank. And then when he fell out, it was like that loud splat on the concrete. And then started to struggle with the police officers there to arrest him.
Yeah, so maybe taking your clothes off is a defense mechanism because people are less likely to jump on top of you.
Yeah.
Right. They don't want to touch you.
Yeah, it works in a fight. Just strip off all your clothes. I love that.
More TJ and Riggins coming up. This is the TJ and Riggins podcast and radio show.
So I will not be here tomorrow for the regular old show, but my wife Jody will be here because Riggins asked her to be here. So if you don't like that, then tomorrow is a day for you not to listen.
I for one love it. So
Whatever, Lindsay.
Girls day.
just us girls.
Yeah,
us girls. Chatting it up.
There's a list out of actors who always seem to play the same character. And I have to take offense to the one that they have at number one. And I'll tell you when we get to that. Vin Diesel, number 10.
Yep.
Jesse Eisenberg.
Yeah.
Does he always play the same character? I know he was Mark Zuckerberg in that show.
He's always nerdy.
Yeah. Fast talking.
Mm, okay.
Zoe Deschanel.
Yeah. Quirky, fun, bangs, you know, that sort of thing.
Melissa McCarthy.
Yeah, they're going to stereotype her as like the
funny,
crazy,
chubby, cute, funny woman.
Seth Rogen, always. Same character.
Stoner, pothead, funny guy.
Michael Cera. Yeah.
Yep.
Aubrey Plaza.
Yes.
You think she's pretty, Riggins? You think she's hot?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think she's had a certain thing about her that's pretty.
Sure.
Maybe the fact that she looks pretty. Jason Statham, of course, he's the one we were talking about the other day. Ryan Reynolds.
I guess so. Yeah.
Now here's the one that I'm taking offense to here. Jason Bateman. He does not always play the same character.
No, he doesn't. I just saw him in a new light in that new movie of his with the,
where he's a psycho at the airport.
Yeah.
Yeah, he can play funny. He can play psycho character. He can play funny psycho.
Yeah,
I mean, he's and better not let Jody see this list because that's her number one favorite actor is Jason Bateman.
Yeah. Really,
Jason Bateman is probably tied right now with Jeremy Renner is her favorite actor.
And I thought, and this might be a hot take, but I thought he was better as a psycho, almost better than funny. Like, he was great.
Yeah. He's awesome. He is awesome. Yeah. Yeah. Now, I don't care much for his political views and whatnot, but in Hollywood, whose political views do I care a lot about?
Yeah.
None of them. But he's great on film.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, don't try to say he plays the same character. I'll whoop you.
This is the TJ and Reagan Show. Available whenever you want it on the TJ and Riggins app. This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
Just so you know, we're about to play you some audio that if this happened to Riggins, he would lose his mind. This is the video is a guy who is a FedEx driver, and he stopped into a convenience store. It looks like he's just starting his day out. And he's getting Red Bull, and the clerk decides to start videoing him. And this is what transpires. Seems innocent enough.
This guy right here, he comes to my work every day, and he drinks 3 Red Bulls. I tell him he's going to get a heart attack, die soon. But you know what? He doesn't care. Do you care, man?
Say sponsor me.
Sponsor a Red Bull? You better get this dude. And he's been coming over 5 years. That's a lot of Red Bull.
3 days.
Right? Take it easy, man.
Bye. So he's just getting his Red Bull for the day. And if that happened to Riggins, he would be like, mind your business.
Mind your business.
She needs to mind her business.
I know. Let me put you on video. You're going to have a heart attack and die soon. If you don't just shut up and put the fries in the bag, ma'am. Put the fries in the bag. What are you doing? It's and she takes it up a level. It's more than making a comment. She's like, pulls her phone out and starts recording him. He's gonna have a heart attack and die soon. Every day, 3
lady. Why are and you he's so becoming, worried about someone else?
He's been coming for 5 years.
Why are you so? What are you doing? Just shut up.
You're well, not the one drinking them.
Yeah,
but the guy's really good looking.
Oh,
and I suspect that she might be just flirting with him. That's a way of flirting with him or something.
Yeah. Let me put you on my TikTok.
Yeah.
Well, then she doesn't know how to flirt.
Yeah, maybe. Right. I mean, it is a lot of Red Bull. He's just pouring them into like a big gulp cup. He just does them all at one time.
Well, he's got a long day and heavy lifting.
Right. Yeah.
But it did even look like it was getting to him at the end of the video. He's like, all right, we'll see.
Yeah. Let me put you on my TikTok. All
right. Right.
For your bad habit. I mean, it's like walking up with a bunch of donuts. Oh, you're going to eat all these? That's probably going to kill you. If you don't just shut up.
You remember Riggins is still mad from that lady asking if he was having a picnic because he had beer and so many potato chips and stuff.
Yeah. You having a picnic? Yeah. Lady, if you don't just mind your damn business. What, because I got 2 bags of Ruffles and some hot dogs?
But that's a simple conversation. This lady's pulling a phone out and telling you you're going to die.
Exactly.
Can you imagine, though, just the thought of Riggins having a picnic?
No.
I should just roll with it. Yeah, I'm actually having a picnic. And you're not
you're invited.
No, you're not invited.
This is the TJ and Reagan Show. Most important stories in the world. This is Now Trending on the TJ and Reagan Show.
So Drake is the top trending topic. He made a very cryptic post on Instagram last night, and here's just a piece of the caption. I understand that this next chapter may leave you feeling uneasy, but I hope you see my honesty as clarity, not charity, that answers some questions, especially about the unanswered texts you've been sending me. So I don't know what he's talking about there. I guess he's got a new album on the way, and he has just been dragged through the mud by Kendrick Lamar calling him a pedophile on the stage at the Super Bowl halftime show, and he's just the butt of the joke.
Yeah.
I mean, if you can call accusing somebody of pedophilia a joke, I mean, it's pretty harsh words. So he has been in hiding for a while.
If it is not true that he is a pedophile, he should sue Kendrick Lamar, his record company, and the NFL.
Yeah.
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 And Serena Williams.
For dancing.
For being a participant in it. Yeah. Out there dancing.
Yeah. So Kendrick Lamar in his song definitely makes the implication that Drake, likes children. I mean, that's what it is. Mm. So I don't know. I know Drake is suing his own record label. So he's suing a couple people, but I don't know how this is all going to pan out. But this is what he's posted last night.
And so Jay-Z put him on it, too, because he's the one that puts on those halftime shows.
Everybody. Mm-hmm. Going after everybody. Something maybe just for Jody. Crocs announced their latest collaboration that is only available today.
Oh.
It is a collaboration with Haribo, the manufacturers of gummy bears, the most well-known gummy bear manufacturer. So you can get these Crocs decorated with gummy bears and the Haribo logo. They'll run you $70, and they're available starting today. The kids version, I think, costs $50.
Oh, wait, that's not a kids version?
These are for adults, oh, DJ.
Okay, sorry.
Crocs with gummy bears on them.
Yeah.
Okay. That Haribo, that's the company that the adults are talking in kid voices.
Oh, I don't
know. It is.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
In the boardroom, or now they have one on the sidelines of a football game.
Okay.
Where the two football players are talking like kids.
Yeah.
And it flies into my mouth.
Yeah.
You know.
What are you saying?
I'm just saying that those are the commercials.
People
love those commercials.
Oh, yeah.
That's the company.
Yeah.
And I love their gummies.
Yeah, sure. They're delicious. Mm-hmm. Especially when they're fresh.
And they're Crocs now. You can get you some of these Crocs, Liam.
And they're Crocs, which some might say is a waste of money, but we're going to find out what your biggest waste of money is coming up next.
More TJ and Riggins coming up. This is the TJ and Riggins podcast and radio show.
So we had this friend in radio who said he went to a Mexican restaurant this week, and he bought with his wife, and he got two margaritas. And you know how much two margaritas cost them?
No.
$30.
Ooh.
I don't know the going rate for margaritas these days at Mexican restaurants, but that seems very expensive, doesn't it?
Well, it depends on the tequila. If you got the top shelf tequila, maybe, but if he's doing the regular house tequila, that is expensive.
Well, and he's in radio, so I find it hard to believe that he'd get the top shelf, you know.
I hear you.
He said he could... For $30, he could buy that whole bottle of tequila and make 10 at home. So he said he's putting a self-imposed ban on buying alcohol at restaurants and bars now because it's just gotten so out of control.
Yeah.
But there's a problem with that. Do you want to go to a bar and not have alcohol? I mean, some people do, I guess. But if you're a drinker, I just can't swing that.
I mean, why would you go to a bar?
Yeah.
I could see if you go to a restaurant and that has a bar and you're eating and you decide not to have it. But why even go to just hang out at the bar?
Yeah, exactly.
And it's always been like that. I mean, the price you pay for two or three drinks, you could buy a whole bottle. It's always been like that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
He must be new to the liquor phase.
He might be. He might be.
I've been doing liquor out the womb. So, okay.
Yeah. Not a flex, Lindsay.
Sorry.
What do you think? So he said he's doing the self-imposed ban thing. He says it's just a waste of money. What do you think your biggest waste of money is? You can look at it and go, you know what? This is, I do it, but this is just a real waste of money. We threw this up on Facebook at TJ Riggins Show. Michelle said, the biggest waste of money I have every day is paying to park everywhere. Because now it's turned into, I don't want to go to any place where I'm going to have to pay to park because I have to do it all the time now.
Yeah.
So it's starting to keep me at home more. So I get that, but that's not really a waste of money. You're still going out to experience something. So I don't know if it's technically a waste. Beth said concert beers, definitely the top of my list. I like the beers at the concerts and it seems like a waste. But again, what are you not going to drink at a concert? I don't know.
Well, I just wish you could get a normal size beer at a concert. Not have to get a big 24-ounce can.
Why?
Because it's just, I mean, it gets, if you're out in the summer and you get one of those, and it's there's no way you drink it before it starts to get hot.
Mm. Okay.
No matter how much you guzzle in it.
No.
No, I get it. Sometimes you just want a regular beer.
Awkward to walk around with a big can.
I get that. Valerie said, the TV in our bedroom. I always wanted a TV in the bedroom, put it up. I cannot remember the last time I turned it on. So there's somebody kind of like me. I don't have a TV in the bedroom either. Sam said eating at any kind of buffet. Oh, wait. Yeah. Well, there's a lot of these at TJ Riggins.
More TJ and Riggins coming up.